This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee say that they have no faith in Democratic Chairman Adam Schiff, and they're demanding his resignation. Mike Conway is a Texas Republican.
The willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr has said that the Robert Mueller report did not find that President Trump colluded with election meddling, but made no conclusion on obstruction. Schiff said that doesn't mean actions by the president and his associates were acceptable, and forcefully and dramatically defended his continued probe of U.S. President Trump's ties to Russia.
I do not think that conduct, criminal or not, is okay. And the day we do think that's okay is the day we will look back and say that is the day America lost its way.
Schiff has long maintained that President Trump's associates colluded with Russia and may be compromised. Army General Joseph Vattel has now relinquished command of U.S. Central Command to Marine Corps General Kenneth Frank McKenzie. CENTCOM oversees military operations in the Middle East, Central and Southwest Asia, and Vattel has led U.S. Central Command since March 30th of 2016. An estimated 10 million people in Afghanistan, more than a quarter of its population, are now facing severe acute food insecurity, and they're in need of urgent life-saving humanitarian assistance in the wake of recent floods and drought. That's according to an international relief agency. 3 years of drought have contributed to massive crop failure, economic hardship, hunger and loss of life, and forced more than 266,000 people from their homes. That's according to the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. This is VOA News. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Thursday said that violence and extremism in all its forms is not welcome there. Speaking at a national remembrance service in Christchurch to commemorate the 50 people who died and the attack on two mosques 2 weeks earlier, Ardern called for all New Zealanders to resist temptation to give in to anger and hate.
Our challenge now is to make the very best of us a daily reality, because we are not immune to the viruses of hate, of fear, of other. We never have been. But we can be the nation that discovers the cure.
Dozens of representatives of foreign governments joined Ardern in the service, which was held in Hagley Park near the Noor Mosque, where 40 of the 50 victims were shot and killed by a suspected white supremacist March 15th. The Venezuelan government of President Nicolas Maduro said that it has stripped opposition leader Juan Guaido the right to hold office for 15 years. It is a sharp escalation of the political unrest in the South American country. Comptroller General Elvis Omoroso announced the political ban against Guaido, saying who invoked the country's constitution in January to assume the interim presidency had inconsistencies in his personal financial disclosures and was spending more than his income would seem to allow. His accusation of Guaido. Soon after that announcement on television, though, Guaido responded, saying, "We're going to continue in the streets to protest Maduro's hold on power." Guaido is the leader of Venezuela's opposition-controlled National Assembly. It's recognized by the U.S. and 50 other countries as the nation's interim president. But Maduro has clung to power, and power blackouts, street demonstrations, and widespread poverty continue. The UN Security Council Thursday unanimously passed the first ever resolution ordering members to enforce laws against terror financing. Experts believe as many as two-thirds of UN members are not adequately prosecuting those who aid terrorists in acquiring money. Thursday's resolution demands all states ensure that their domestic laws and regulations establish serious criminal offenses to collect funds or financial resources to terrorist groups or individuals as well. UK Prime Minister Theresa May has put her job on the line for her Brexit deal, but her Northern Irish allies are still saying they'll vote no to any compromise. Comoros, four people have died Thursday in a gunfight at a military camp where the police had detained an opposition presidential candidate. VOA's Swahili service reports that at least seven people were injured. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. The African Beat is going to give you non-stop African music. Just go across the continent non-stop, and I'll be back at the end of it all. So let's get started right now.
Let's go. Get up if you butt, let's go. Lady by the bar with number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You are listening to the African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Van D. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone. Grandpapa Foxy DJ, you heard?
Hey! Mr. Flavor Bunny Dance!
African beats.
Africa, Africa.
Voice of America.
Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Ryan B. Fever. Hey, bro. Boris Kahn. Mohamed Lamy. Aïe. Magic System. Moko B. Aïe. C'est le son du charme, on écoute, on est entre nous. Depuis Abidjan, on compte sur vous. 113, c'est lui et moi. Et ce son, c'est fait pour vous.
African beats.
I have a conversation.
You like it too, Baba, and you like Pali Kupa, and I know you love croissant, but you know you sing a song. I doubt that much you know. I do not blame you though. You wanna have them all. You know it's wrong, but the truth is that you're just an Oliva, 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 twist.
You're just an
Oliva, 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 twist.
You're just an
Oliva. Shake your bum bum.
Utani kumbuka, utani kumbuka.
Mama Roda, umeni.
that with African style. The Africans and show me African smile. African talent that are well versatile. See the African bird calling artists. African the wisest, African the smartest. The mentor, the voice, and the juice, are the art. Zimbabwe, we are the big basket.
Listen up. I'm slanging at the nation. Back again with the remix selection. From London to Zimbabwe, the Africans know we stop the party. And if you know we put one on in the air, scream and shout like you just don't care. African people, if you're strong and proud.
Selassie rule from out of Africa.
The best body got
come from Africa. All the diamonds and gold from Africa. 27 years him spent in a prison just to liberate people in Africa.
Nelson Mandela.
From my dad to Simba, UK back to Africa.
Word of a culture, real as the night. Everybody on the African style. Our music make you go wild. I know you get it, get it. We flex, we dress to impress. We come for the best, put us to the test. And it ain't no stress, no sets up for less.
It comes from Africa. An African beat gives you the best of the best. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bonga Flavor, Afrobeat on Dombolo and Makossa to Kwaito. All happening right here on the African beat of the Voice of America. Monday through Friday with me, your host, David Vandy.
I'm gonna
pretty sure you've had a wonderful time with me on the African Beat today, non-stop, going across the continent. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, whatever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And you've enjoyed this non-stop. Wow. I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
See you.